What's up, guys? You are listening to the Sour Cherry Podcast, and I am your host, Dawson, along with my co-host, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Dawson.
And this podcast topic is top 10 worst jobs to fucking have. These jobs will be very gross, nasty, disgusting. Anything you want to add?
No.
Okay. Rancid. These jobs are not
sexual.
For the...
Sexual.
Ah, very, okay. Yes, okay.
Very sexual.
These jobs are not for the faint of heart. They are not...
Or for the faint of your anal cavity.
So, listener's discretion is advised.
All right, Dawson, how about you go first?
Okay. So, my number 10... Okay, these are organized in no particular order. My top 10 is waste management. And waste management can have a huge, wide, broad span. It can go from biohazard waste management, anything that's managing waste. And, okay, the first thing I'm going to tackle is guys who manage porta potties.
Oh, God.
It's
a bomb.
One time after school, they were having a field day. It was like, they had like, no, it was not that. Trying to think. You know how around Pearl we have Pearl Day, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and they have porta potties there. And I was at school one day, a day after the celebration or festival or whatever, and I saw the poor guy had this huge tube hooked up to it, and I was just like, oh, God. Yeah, they literally handle big boxes of shit.
Of hot, steamy fecal matter.
Yes, and it...
Can you see the steam rising?
Oh,
it's so sensual.
Just, at least with outhouses, the shit stays there, and it didn't need to go anywhere. But
with a porta potty, it's like a turtle. You know how turtles have their houses on the back? I know some people with personalities like that. Alright.
It's just a mobile shit house.
Alright. My first would be the garbage man. Garbage man, you know, they pick up the trash, all your nasty shit, all your nasty napkins and 3-day-old molded spaghetti in your fridge you don't clean.
Yeah.
Is that just me?
That's just you.
Just me.
So, one of the, you can tell a lot about a person by their garbage, by what they have in their garbage. Now, don't ask me why I know this, but yes,
hard life.
And I bet a lot of garbage men have had to tackle some type of really gross, fucking disgusting things that they don't want to tell their children. What'd you do at work today, Daddy? Nothing. Proceeds to bedroom with blank stare.
Can't even hide.
Imagine going to Ted Bundy's garbage can.
Oh my God!
Just a normal day on the green wagon.
Yeah,
and
like, why'd you throw away all this good food? Alright, what's your next one, Dawson?
Yeah, okay.
This is 9 on the list.
Okay, number 9, slaughterhouse workers. Okay, fun story here, or fun fact. My dad worked at a chicken coop for a very small amount of time. And I've never been in one, but I've been on the outside of one. And it smells like you left a boiled egg in a crock pot for 3 years. And chickens, I don't know if you probably don't know this, you cut their head off, they still fucking run.
Yeah.
And that's scary. That's very scary.
Yeah, I think anything that can live without a head is pretty scary.
Pretty fucking frightening. Live without a head.
You know how difficult it was for me to not say a very awful dad joke. Alright. And number 9 would have to be a public health servant or sewer cleaner.
Like,
real people in this world. Because, you know, with all the shit circulating down there, dude, somebody's got to get in a garbage bag.
Somebody, okay.
And go down there.
One day a sewer worker is going to go down there and are going to come out like a fucking mutant with two huge pink eyes, like with the claw and shit.
But there's so many people who have to play Mario and Luigi down there, man. So nasty.
But instead, you don't find coins, you find used tampons and shit.
And napkins that weren't supposed to be flushed.
fucking wasteful. And also, I wonder if there's like a cult of sewer people. Like, if there's like people.
People?
There's gotta be people
that
live.
That game.
There's gotta be people that live in the sewers. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not fucking wrong.
There's gotta be some people that live in sewers.
Alright, Dawson, what's your number?
You know how, at the bottom of the ocean we have creatures we haven't discovered? Look at our sewers. Nobody wants to be 3 feet in fucking shit unless you have student loan debt. But I bet you they're...
You're already neck deep in shit by then.
I truly, honestly believe there is magical sewer people.
Magical. Magical sewer people.
And they can heal our...
With three legs and one eye.
And they can heal our cancer.
About all. Sounds like a bunch of shit to me. dad joke.
Okay. My number 8? Yeah.
7. Right?
Number 8. No. We're on number 8.
Go ahead.
Okay, mine would be barnyard masturbators.
That was my worst. Because you know there's somebody in this world, several unfortunate souls, who have to jack off horse meat dongs for money. And I'm not talking about lot lizards.
Okay, that was your number 1, your worst?
Yeah, that was my absolute worst.
Oh, man.
Because there's just not that many more things worse than jacking off a guy who weighs 2.5 tons.
Okay, so...
With nuts as big as your fucking eyeballs.
I'm
serious.
2 watermelons in a pillowcase. Yeah.
And you just gotta beat this dude off for a solid 5 minutes.
And, like, usually when you want to work with animals, you're like, I'm gonna walk dogs and take care of puppies, not jerk off fucking 30-inch cocks.
Ugh.
If I wanted to do that, I would go to fucking Los Angeles and pursue a porn career. Hey,
if you like Rocky Mountain oysters, that's the fucking job for you, man. Talk about a natural glaze. Okay, yeah, that was pretty fucking awful.
And just... Okay, just imagine, I'm coming into work today, no pun intended, and, and you gotta bend down on your knees. I think being a hooker on the side of the street has more dignity than jerking off a horse.
I don't want to agree, but, I mean, at least the person jacking off the horse... is getting money in one of those situations. You know, hand-to-hand cash that you can spend right there. The other one's got away a whole fucking...
More like hand-to-dong.
One's got away a whole bi-weekly cycle of nothing but straight jizz and horse dong.
God, and then they have to freeze it and might confuse it with the milk in the fridge.
That is... Oh my God. Dawson, why is this milk salty?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
What's your number
8? That was a bro moment.
That was a bro moment. What's your number 8?
I've already said it.
Well, wait.
Yeah, I already said my number 8.
We went out of order. All right. My number 7 is forensic entomologist.
Entomologist?
Entomologist, yeah.
What's that? Forensic, what does that entail?
Forensic entomologist. Okay, basically... You know when you die, there might be insects on your body? These guys have to do the dirty job of getting those insects...
Playing with dead people?
And figuring out, like, just a bunch of information and stuff.
So, like, autopsy shit.
Yeah, but with bugs from the human carcass. Oh, God!
That is...
I don't want to talk about that.
Ew. Yeah, we're going to skip the discussion on that one. What is this? This is number 7, right?
Yep.
My number 7 is not as nasty as yours. But I think the lifestyle is a lot harsher. I would say stand-up comedian.
Yeah, you know what? That is a fair choice.
Because your entire life, your being, your entire economic life, the entirety of it, depend on making some fat, hairy guy in the audience laugh at your mom joke. And that is not something everybody could do, man.
And also, the thing about a stand-up comedian is that a lot of us go through life and we live very fake to ourselves and to the world, but stand-up comedians are truly, brutally honest.
They are.
They are very honest. And they...
Open mic night. Need one of those. Oh god.
Stand-up comedians really face a lot of shit.
A lot of it. Because if they're not funny, they don't get paid. That's the thing.
You've already heard of the cliche of like, boo, get off stage.
Get off the stage, you bozo.
Or fucking tomatoes thrown at the stage. Ugh. Hey.
Speaking of tomatoes.
You forgot the funny.
What about that barnyard masturbator?
He's more of a knee down comedian. See, guys.
It's not comedian. See, just what jacks off horses.
See what career I went into, Grand. Okay.
All right. What's your number seven?
Number six, actually. Okay. My number six is pretty ancient. It's a very ancient job. Orgy planners in ancient Rome. Now, this one's kind of a
talk about STD strife.
No. This is kind of a funny job because. You're like, oh, all right, Antonio, we'll place you over there behind Margaret, and then Margaret, you'll be over here. And I don't know if he's like, he just organizes it and then leaves. Like, he doesn't want to see this fuck fest
Every captain goes down with his ship. Oh. So if you put all the plan in there, I guarantee you, you want to see if that works out.
Was it an art form in ancient Rome?
It probably fucking was. I mean, honestly... The captain goes down with his ship, man. If you are drafting in construction and you build that building, you want to see the inside of it when it's finished, right? So if you take 3 weeks to organize, you know, a nasty-ass orgy with 40-year-old men...
You know you're going to have tickets to the fucking splooge zone. You're going to have front row tickets.
Front row.
Front fucking row, man.
The Coliseum of nasty sex tapes and old movies.
I had a battle today.
There was swords. There was a lot of sword fighting. Antonio got a little aggressive on that last one, man. All right, so what is this? My next one would be a shark suit tester.
Sharks? Oh my gosh!
Yeah, because you gotta be in that shit, and you have to test it. I don't think there's a way to try and see if a shark can just rip you up and shit. You know, not rip up the suit. I mean, so you gotta get in that shit. I wonder, do they just put you in there and just let you be tossed around like a? Like a nasty 40-year-old prostitute from Rome?
It's just the same as, let's test out the human ribcage and jump off this cliff.
And they may actually put test suit dummies in there, but what if they don't? What if somebody wants a hands-on experience? You know what I'm saying?
That fucker who wants to do that. Is one evil man.
He's got a lot of shit on his chest.
He's got... Don't fuck with him, in a sense. Don't mess with that guy. Because he'll fuck you up.
Yeah. What's your next one, Dawson?
Alright, my number five is a hazmat diver.
What entails in hazmat diving?
Basically, if something's lost in the sewers and are like a body or something... These guys gotta throw on a suit and swim and shit.
So, by that, it could be anything from sewers to, like, just fusion plants and all that? Yeah. Because hazmat.
Yeah.
Imagine what fish with three eyes you could see on that fucking adventure.
Like some shit off The Simpsons.
That is where I got that, actually. My next one is a chicken sexer. Doesn't sound that bad. But every day. All right, imagine. For 30 years. No. Imagine... For however many years, you got your PhD in whatever it is, animal botany, or whatever the fuck that is.
Animal botany?
Whatever the
botany
fuck that is.
Botany deals with plants.
I don't care.
Genius.
Okay, but listen, and you get that, and for the next 30 years of your life, your paycheck depends on you picking up hairy cocks and seeing if those cocks have cocks.
Do chickens have cocks?
Well, obviously. I don't think you gotta one. You gotta tell if they have a sex. You gotta tell what their sex is.
They actually have.
So you,
a,
so
a
with
cock.
Both hands every day, you're picking up and laying down cocks. No washing, no gloves. You just hand to cock action for 30 years. Would you want to retire with that on your chest? I don't know.
So a cock has a cock?
Yes. It does. It does.
We're going fucking full meta right now, guys.
We are.
Cock
we
has
are.
A cock. We should do a podcast about a podcast. That's pretty.
Can we cut that part out? That was really rough.
That was pretty fucking meta.
Yeah, that was a bro moment.
That was
worth two bro moments.
Okay. My number four is a telemarketer. Like, good old organic
monster,
living human telemarketer. They have to make cold calls. Like, cold. No want of them. Fun fact, they are not allowed to hang up.
They're not?
No.
Oh, my God.
So you can take a shower for 3 hours and be like, oh, yeah, well, you still in line? You up? Next time telemarketer calls, I'm going to have a genuine conversation. They're going to be like, we're trying to sell you this new Dyson.
How are your kids?
Yeah.
Tell me about them.
I'm going to be like, how's your father?
Oh, that's how it is. You got to give the old telemarketer something to remember you by.
Yeah.
Give him a telemarketer kiss.
I'm just going to be like, how was your day, you know? So, like, is the salary all right, or...
Sir, we're just trying to sell you used cars.
Used car
this, bozo.
Used car telemarketer? Oh, fuck. What does this world come to?
Is that even... Does he make commission, or does he just survive off of the scraps?
He lives in his used car. He lives at his dealership.
Oh, you know it's not new. There's no way it's fucking new. Oh, God. My next one is a manure inspector. I'm not quite sure what entails in that, but you know the same way if you look for certain species and ecosystems that tell if it's healthy?
Yeah.
The ecosystem healthy. Well, imagine you gotta sift through shit all day. You know, a lot of my top 10 worst jobs involve some stance of shit.
They really do.
They really do. But for a manure inspector, I imagine you gotta pick through that. And it's more than just observing it. You have to, like, chemically test shit all day. All fucking day.
But then, the guys that get into that know what they're getting into.
They do.
They still choose a shit job.
Who would want to pick...
No pun intended.
That was another pun intended.
Another
bro moment. But that's just so nasty. Ugh. That's still... I don't know if that's as bad as having to jack off horses all day.
Ugh. I don't... The things we do for animals, and fucking PETA complains. You understand what we do?
We're giving them hand jobs, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, free hand jobs, free fucking food. All they have to do is serve their purpose and fucking die. That's what we do, humans.
Yeah.
To the world.
Alright, what's your next one, Dawson?
I wish people were testing my shit.
Testing your shit?
Testing
do you
my
want
shit.
People looking through your shit?
I don't shit test, homie. They shit test me.
Oh.
That's what happened.
You didn't choose the shit test streak.
I am going
they
to
chose
shit.
You.
I'm going to shit exclusively. Exclusively. Hit me up, yo. Anyway.
You're gonna get that shit delivered, man.
Alright, my number
living
three
high life.
Is porn star cameraman. Now this shit's bad. Okay. You can either have a cameraman who's in this because they want to pursue a photography career and be amazing and take pictures of great mountains in Europe, but they get stuck behind a gas station doing some nasty, greasy Italian porno.
And you know, all Italian men have hairy asses. All of them.
I think, what was his name? Fuck. What was his name? What was his name? Fuck. Sylvester Stallone. His first movie was a porno called The Italian Stallion. And
the man that videotaped that, because it's Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was at least an hour long. He just, in his nasty-ass cargo pants, with his belt on, and his plaid shirt tucked in.
But this was 80s when he was ripped as shit, so...
Oh, Lord. So it's like an involuntary cuckold.
Okay, and also, in the other side of it, you have the pervs that do it. They're like, in the microphone, like.
Yeah, and the ones that, photograph it without the other people knowing.
Oh my god. So, those guys would be like, yeah. And you can hear them breathing in the microphone and stuff. Oh.
Oh, the nasty jelly filled donuts. Because no person who photographs porn for money is under 150 pounds. Right. Not a single fucking one. Not one.
That is true.
Not one on this earth.
They're like, you know, like, okay. And one major thing is that. One major skill that these guys have that you can't get anywhere else. These guys can multitask. They can wank it and keep a still camera.
Oh my god. That is superhuman. He could be a neurosurgeon. Do you realize that? He can wank off touching someone's brain. Oh god, dude.
Imagine changing your life around, reinventing yourself. And then having to go into porn. I'm not going to porn, but going to brain surgery. Go from porn to brain surgery. Because you want to reinvent yourself and get your med degree.
Yeah, like the dude. And you just like the dude from Everlast.
And you just have this like impulse reaction. Like, sir, why is your penis out? What? Or, sir,
I could do this at my old job, but sir, I thought you worked at IT.
Sir, why do you have a camera out and saying, oh yeah, baby, show me what you got?
There's only men in this room, sir.
Alright.
That was pretty stinky. Poor, not gonna lie.
Either way, they're ashamed of themselves. They know what they're due.
What if they're not?
Oh my god!
They've come to terms with it!
Those are exactly like the fucking shark tester guys. Don't fuck with them!
They have come to terms with their life.
They don't fuck with them. They have nothing to lose.
No, they do not. My next one. Is one that I don't think is very well known. And again, it all goes back to the shit on my list.
Do you still have... Is it another shit one?
Yes, gosh. It's another shit one. This is a proctologist.
Oh, I already know what you're about to say.
Someone who specializes in the health of the rectum, anus, and colon. So this is, again... So this is... Your paycheck depends on you performing colonoscopies and... backwater fucking prostate exams in the back of Denny's.
It's so...
Oh, well, I don't know about the last one.
No, we already discussed that one.
They call me
a street proctologist.
That is horrible. So, but they do surgeries that we all need a little bit, like your colonoscopies and colorectal surgery, because everyone deserves a new ass.
Saltwater enemas. It's when they just, like... salt water up your butthole when you're constipated. It's pretty greasy.
Why do you know that?
Why do I know that?
Why? Alright, what's your next one?
Okay, my number two is sex therapist. And the reason for a sex therapist...
That's just a porn star. No.
These people have to see, you know, sexually traumatized individuals. It could be guys who can't really... Who don't know... I don't know. Got like people with special needs who need to be wanked off.
Sometimes the man with Asperger's just needs a wank.
Everybody needs a good wank.
But I don't know if they need a wank from a doctor.
And these guys have to listen to very odd sex stories, like, oh, so I accidentally sat on this and this happened and blank blank and. You know what I mean?
It sounds so horrible.
It is pretty fucking horrible.
I mean, but you know, there's some sick freak out there that just so needs that in their life.
Ew, that fucking perv.
Alright, my next one is a dermatologist. It doesn't sound that bad. And the truth is, it may not. But for all those people that aren't old women who enjoy popping blackheads on their son's faces.
Ew.
For all those other people in the world who aren't those old women, and they just pop pus and shit off of people's backs.
Ew, that is so gross. That's I've actually seen an ongoing trend online of people like wanting to watch Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, God.
And I can't watch it. It is traumatizing. I will puke. Why do people like to see this? I mean,
And it's only old women that enjoy this. Only.
Yes.
Ever old women that enjoy this.
It is only old women.
And really, I really do wonder why that is.
It freaks me the fuck out. It freaks me out.
They
man.
Just really want a hands-on job.
Are we going back to the horse breeder?
Even the horses deserve a wank, Dawson. Even them. Alright.
You know what, guys? If you don't take away anything from this, everybody deserves a good wank.
Everybody. Even the horses.
Even the females. They deserve a good wank.
I don't know if all the females have horse dogs.
What?
What?
That's odd.
Art, whose turn is it now? Is it yours? I think it's yours.
They don't all have penises?
Oh, I thought that one just fell off.
Wait, what?
What?
Huh? All right. My number one is, drum roll, lunch lady. It is a fucking lunch lady. Let me tell you. Let me fucking just tell you.
Please go into detail for our three listeners.
Okay, so there's been multiple occasions where the lunch lady will be like, "What you want, baby?" And I'll be like, "I want a hamburger and corn." Weird combination. Who makes
It's always nasty.
Okay, for the school boards, who makes the combinations? Now, in high school, the food did get drastically better, but who makes the food? Who wants to eat spaghetti and green beans in the same meal? Like,
and probably the same people that the lunch go to college to be proctologists.
The lunch will be like, "You want your corn juice on your burger or all over your fucking tray?" What you want?
But hey, the lunch ladies are the people most against racism because they just let it all mix.
They do. That is true. And they don't give a fuck who you are. They're slopping that corn.
Oh, they are.
They're fucking...
You remember that lunch lady that had the beard? Like the full-ass neck beard. The castaway beard.
There was a lunch lady like that.
Yes, and it was... And the thing is, it was more than one lunch lady.
I saw a lunch lady sneeze on her fucking hands and steal.
Really? The shit that they've been doing on there, it's rough. So this is my number one, right?
Number one. All right, drum roll.
So my number one... I think my number one has only become an actual job since the mafia disbanded.
Really?
Yeah. I think mine would be a crime scene cleaner, which is not that bad, honestly. But before it was an actual job, all of this crime, you know, your mafia buddies, Vino and all them, shot up a whole family.
Get me a Stromboli.
And then in 4 hours, everything has to be clean. You gotta clean up all the blood, the bodies, everything. Make sure there was no trace. And if you didn't, your fucking life depended on it.
Right.
Yeah. And that guy, he's the one that needed the wank.
He
deserved a wank.
So all the guys in America that are angry and mad just deserve a good wank.
They do. They need to go to the barnyard masturbator.
Oh, God. He'll tug your fucking cock off.
Oh.
He'll
put it in the milking machine.
Nah, he'll just rip it off with his bare fucking hands.
Bare hands. Oh, bare claws? Fur?
Oh,
shit. Worse has been in his hands.
Good old palms, man.
Just no oil? No
I bet after he's done, he looks at his hands and, like, cries.
He's like, "These fingers."
These fingers.
The guy from SpongeBob.
Or he just looks at it and, like, solemnly cries, like...
And he goes home, quietly, unlocks the door, and his son or daughter, "Hello, Father." And he can't hug his children because he just got done whacking off. Three with grown horses.
With an abstract art painting on his new black polo t-shirt.
Oh, God. Well, I think these were the worst.
In our opinion.
This
is all opinionated.
In no particular order.
All opinionated.
Yes.
Don't get all fucking
These were each of ours worst 10 jobs to fucking have. But honestly, I think we can both agree, barnyard masturbator takes the cake. It does. It takes the cake, jizzes all over it. For the
measly
$7.50 he makes.
Lunch lady's up there.
The lunch ladies are up there.
You.
Because no one who enjoys their life would slop corn sauce all over your Jumbo Joe nasty-ass American cheeseburger.
Right.
Nobody enjoying their life would want to do that. So it's all ex-convicts and people taken hostage from other planets.
You never, like, ask the cafeteria, where'd you get your tattoo from?
Shut the fuck up, eat your corn.
God.
With a fat-ass voice and that thin, womanly mustache.
It's more than a mustache.
Wow.
She's got the whole Bear Grylls Castaway fucking gooch beard going on.
Gooch beard.
It's really nasty.
Just on her neck, though.
Yeah, ugh. Ew.
Attention all freshmen in high school. Shave your fucking
Please.
Neck beard.
It needs to happen, dude.
Shave
Please.
Your neck beard.
The
Shave neck, it.
They don't... They look good. Only to you.
Only to
you.
Yeah,
only to you. Only do they look like, worth the shit. To everyone else, it makes you look like a perverted 30-year-old nasty working at Denny's version of Ferb from Phineas and Ferb.
Did you have that moment in ninth grade when you grow in facial and you're like, fuck yeah, man.
I was like, I thought I was the shit, dude. And everybody was like, that looks like garbage. And I was like, no, it doesn't.
My old boss said from the side it looked like a hairy ball sack. Because of my...
Cactus nuts?
Yeah.
I bet the barnyard masturbator sees a lot of cactus nuts.
Oh, poor man.
Yes. He can't even hug his own children. Oh, Lord. Those were some pretty awful fucking jobs.
When he takes off his shirt, it comes off stiff. He can drop it and crack it.
Like when you put an onion in nitrogen and just. It was really cool. Well, folks, I think that's been each of our opinionated worst jobs to fucking have. What about you, Dawson? Yeah. You think those were pretty awful?
Yeah, those were pretty fucking garbage. Yeah, they guys. Were. Thank you for tuning in to Sour Cherry
Podcast.
And I want to let you know, this is all opinionated. So don't sit on a fucking parking
call. Unless you need your very own personal proctologist, please don't get your butt hurt.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.